Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the night is warm and calm, providing a peaceful backdrop in major cities such as Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Haifa. Here are today's headlines. First, Russia is reportedly preparing to escalate its missile attacks, as Bloomberg cites Kremlin sources suggesting that President Putin may resort to nuclear weapons. Also, in a special interview, Israel's outgoing ambassador to Ukraine stated that both nations see eye to eye on the Iranian threat, according to I-24 News. Also this hour, Evitar David, recently released from Hamas captivity, shared his harrowing experience of extreme starvation conditions during an interview with CNN, reported by Israel Hayom. Separately, Ynet reports that Trump's top Gaza official warns Israeli strikes could derail both the ceasefire and Hamas disarmament efforts. And finally, the U.S. State Department is urging countries to protect Jews during the high holidays, deploying law enforcement and counterterrorism forces as needed, according to JNS. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT 613 noted that Iran's foreign ministry claims U.S. sanctions threaten international law, stating no country accepts such lawlessness and crude bullying. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, shared that Hakeem Jeffries, the highest-ranking Democrat in the House, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism earlier today on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, Israel's former Minister of Justice, announced that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat, following a Dutch law banning trade in Israeli products from certain territories. He confirmed this decision earlier today with Prime Minister Netanyahu's approval. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Russia's potential escalation, Bloomberg reports that Kremlin insiders believe Putin is prepared to use nuclear weapons if negotiations fail. This development marks a severe intensification of the conflict, potentially destabilizing global security. Turning to Israeli diplomacy, I-24 News highlights the outgoing ambassador to Ukraine's comments on shared concerns over Iran. This alignment underscores the growing geopolitical partnerships against perceived threats in the region. Meanwhile, Evitar David's testimony to CNN sheds light on the severe conditions faced by those held by Hamas, as reported by Israel Hayom. His account of starvation and deprivation highlights ongoing humanitarian concerns. In Gaza, Ynet reports on the delicate balance of ceasefire and demilitarization, with concerns that continued Israeli strikes may hinder peace efforts. This situation contributes to the broader instability in the region. Finally, the U.S. State Department's call for heightened security during the high holidays, as reported by JNS, reflects increased caution and the need for vigilance amid rising tensions. In financial news, first, Alex Moore from A-Security discussed the impact of AI on cyber threats, noting that attacks on closed commercial software now require less extensive resources, as reported by Tech. Separately, Globes reveals that IPO costs have impacted Tidhar's Q2 profits, though the real estate company showed improvement from last year despite a sluggish property market. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports a surge in Bitcoin value, with a 23% rise last week. This surge is attributed to changes in liquidity expectations, marking a significant shift in digital currency trading. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.